called it marijuana. Everything I see now ends in a comma. Can't believe you might wanna stick around. Turning the dial in search of a station. The last 2 years, just one long staycation.
Do you belong to a club of gamers with an amazing logo just screaming to be put onto t-shirts or hoodies? Are you a member of an intramural floor hockey team looking to intimidate the competition with your matching uniforms? No matter what your group's requirements for custom garments, from t-shirts to hoodies to sweatpants to jackets, local custom printing shop, printedshirts.ca, has got you covered. For over 20 years, the friendly staff at this homegrown Winnipeg company has been helping groups just like yours, big and small, on the U of M campus, with printed or embroidered garments, as well as an incredible variety of promotional products. Visit their website at printedshirts.ca or pop into their showroom at 464 Hargrave Street in the Exchange District to see what printed shirts can do for you. Tanaruan are true originals with a sound that defies time or place. Their music may come out of the Sahara, but what they've built is bigger than geography. A mix of slow-burning desert blues and psychedelia built on repetition, space, and guitar lines that feel like they're always moving forward, even when nothing is rushed. It's hypnotic and mesmerizing with a kind of stillness and peace that washes over you. Tuareg Guitar Masters Tanaruan perform at the Park Theater for one night only on September 10th at 7 p.m. Great tickets are available now for only $45 plus fees, available via ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Tanaruan live at Park Theater on September 10th, brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
JUM, broadcasting in Winnipeg.
101.5
on your FM dial.
The following program may or may not contain objectionable words, risque, questionable, or nasty and naughty subject matter, possibly graphic depictions of violent situations. If any of the following disturb you in any way, please feel free to tune out and tune back in when the show is over. Have a nice day.
Or stay tuned either way for a brand spanking new episode of Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM, your home of doom, gloom, strange alternatives to your alternatives. Everything, it's a little bit like everything else, but not quite that thing. If that doesn't make sense, I hope it will soon. It's a hot one out there, huh? To say the least, I hope all of you who went to Folkfest survived, stayed hydrated, wasn't left with any lasting conditions. It is awfully horrifically hot, as you probably felt if you're outside. And I've been told many times by many customers at the work that I work at, obviously, in the service industry, oh, it's so hot in here, huh? Yes, yes, I know it's hot in here. Often I love working with the public in terms of service. Often I love helping people. I love getting to talk to people, meeting new people all over the place. But if you go up to me, well, I'm clearly sweating buckets and you tell me, yeah, it's a hot one in here. Yes, I know it's hot in here. Please don't tell me that it's hot. Please do not remind me. I guess this is a PSA. Don't tell your local service worker if they're sitting outside in the 40 degree weather that it's hot. Don't remark on the hotness. They know it's hot. They've been in the hot. Bring them a cup of water. I don't know. I'm going to try to combat the heat, this absolute sweating, unescapable hotness with some cool shoegazy tunes from Cool Britannia in the early to mid 90s, way before Britpop was a thing, when shoegaze was kind of posed to be, I think, the next British alternative music guitar revolution. Instead, of course, it was kind of the lad rock of Oasis. But it's interesting to kind of glimpse into this alternate reality where there's this meshing of 60s British pop music and psychedelia with the 90s dance music and effects heavy guitars, walls and walls of distortion and sound. Interesting fusion, kicking things off with the utterly ethereal Souvlaki Space Station, sort of title track from Slowdive's Souvlaki, following that up with The Verve's little known shoegaze classic, The Sun, The Sea, and ending things off once again with Hamilton, Ontario's Cian Spheric with a track called Needles. Without further ado, this is Souvlaki Space Station by Slow Dive. We'll be right back. I said it last episode, and I'll say it again. How in the world did one of the best shoegaze bands of all time come from, of all places, Hamilton, Ontario? You were just listening to a band called Cyanspheric, or Cyanspheric, S-I-A-N. I don't know how to pronounce that, but they made an album called Somnium, which, for those who know or are in the know, is a bit of a minor classic in shoegaze. Once again, from all places, Hamilton, Ontario. Tracks towards the end called Needles, flowing into I Like the Ride, which you're listening to right now. No hate to Hamilton, though, if you're from Hamilton, if you like Hamilton. I kind of have a huge fondness for Hamilton. When I visited there, I was like, getting a little loud here, sorry. I think it reminded me of like, if Winnipeg benefited from being around a city like Toronto, if Winnipeg had the perks of being neighbors to a metropolis like Toronto or Chicago or something like that, and could like feed into its booming economy, I guess more of a souped up Winnipeg. All the same problems, a lot of the same architecture and the same kind of blue collar feel to it, but right next to Toronto and right on the lake, a huge lake. Of course, that's another huge benefit. Before that was The Verve with a song called The Sun, The Sea, from their unheralded classic, very heralded in the right circles, but A Northern Soul. Nope, wrong one. I'll get back to you on that later. And even kicking things off was Slow Dive with Souvlaki, Space Station. A couple of great shoegaze cuts from before shoegaze's time in the sun was cut abruptly short by the arrival of Oasis, unfortunately. The famous story, of course, is that Slow Dive was signed to Creation Records, and they were kind of seen as the next big thing, pushed in that way. However, long story short, Oasis also signed to Creation Records, was the new big thing, the new big sound. So you either had to sound like Oasis or you were axed. Slow Dive did not sound anything like Oasis, obviously, so they were axed. Which, these label dropping stories are always a little funny to me, because it's like, why did you look at Slow Dive and think they were going to make you a lot of money? They're a very moody, somewhat gothy, loud guitar band, very, very alternative, very niche. I don't think it's going to appeal to like a wide, broad audience like Oasis did, who took the same distortion and made loud throwback songs about being drunk and being a jerk. I don't know. I wouldn't look at Slow Dive and be like, yeah, that's my moneymaker. I don't know, maybe that's me looking at it with a very modern perspective on labels and label politics and things like that. We're going to get a lot less loud in a second, almost in folk territory, but kind of slowcore-ish, very dark either way, still very moody, but very pared back. A strange section, cross-section between folk and noise and slowcore and found sounds and field recordings and yada, yada, yada. It's folk, but cranked up a little bit. Some unsettling elements there. We think of folk as very delicate, as something you kind of just like pick out very quietly, very whispered, but it can contain some very, very interesting fringe elements if you know how to use it right, starting with Amy Rose Mills of the band with an inappropriate name, Cover Your Ears Kids, Couch Slut, guitarist in one of the most abrasive noise rock bands around nowadays, making a very quiet, very dark, very lo-fi record. This is a song from it called Maybe I'll See You in a Year or Two. We're going to follow that up with a slightly louder song. Deconstructed Low is my favorite Low, with a song called Roam, Always in the Dark. Ending things off with Cody by Mogwai. You're listening to Post Everything, 101.5 UMFM, your home of alternative to your alternative. This is Amy Rose Mills with Maybe I'll See You in a Year or Two.
Thank you. actually what you said, though? I can't remember. Something stupid like that. It's really funny. You were definitely drunk. But not for a minute.
Did you ever dream your cat's claws? Or do you still wake up screaming bloody? I tried to tell you, but it never took. I guess that's just how it is. Thank you.
That was the sort of quasi-title track from Mogwai's second record, a song called Cody. The record is called Come On, Die Young, which took me a weirdly long time to get for some reason. It was funny to me afterwards. I don't know if funny is the right word. Before that was the fantastically loud and speaker-busting Rome, Always in the Dark by Low from their record Double Negative. Like I said, deconstructed Low, loud deconstructionist Low is my favorite mode of Low. Those last two records, just chef's kiss. Kicking things off was New York's Amy Rose Miller of the band Couch Slut, who very, very loud, very abrasive band, not quite appropriate for the airwaves, so you'll never really hear them, making a very, very quiet record. There's a highlight from that record called Maybe I'll See You in a Year or Two, just crushingly, crushingly dour, crushingly, crushingly sad, hits you right where it hurts. Right now you're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. I really couldn't get into that Mogwai record, once again, Come On, Die Young, despite it being touted as probably their masterpiece by so, so many people, until recently, mostly because I heard the song itself, Cody, in a very strange and maybe slightly inappropriate setting, and all of a sudden it just clicked. I don't know how that works. Sometimes it just works like that. You're out in public, you're at the grocery store, and you hear a song you previously didn't like, and all of a sudden it's like, I get this now. This is my new favorite song. I have to listen to this about 15 times. Maybe you get that. Maybe you don't. I was at, of all places, South Osborne's Game Night Games. Shout out to them. Best local game store, in my opinion. Looking at jigsaw puzzles, I've gotten a kind of a taste for them as a way of getting off my phone to stop, you know, doom scrolling and rotting my brain so much. Complete opposite. Great activity. Lots of fun. Also super duper frustrating. Anyways, I was at the game store looking at puzzles. It was raining a bit. Perfect mood, it turns out, to listen to Cody by Mogwai. I was like, what is this magical sound blessing my ears right now at the game store? Of all things, it was Mogwai. So now the record is making sense. Maybe you found this yourself in a similar situation. Maybe there's a song that you think you should like. You just need to listen to it in a game store. Maybe that's the magical place. Once again, you're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. We're going to try to keep on balancing the quiet with a bit of loud, a couple of modern bands doing it the best possible way, some slow lurching tempos and, like, I guess you could say twinkly guitars, clean stuff mixed with ear achingly loud distortion, full of, once again, very, very moody feelings, but keeping things a little bit stranger, I think, in the feels department, starting with France's Midscale, a song called Screen Gaze, and following this up with a soon-to-be touring act from Vancouver called Stitch, a song called End the Same. Supposed Everything, Screen Gaze, Midscale. Doesn't that just fill you with so much anxiety? That was a track from Vancouver's Stitch called And the Same. They have a whole EP full released recently of tracks that give you this kind of dread, this darkness. Some of them explode, some of them release that tension, but that song I love because it just keeps you in the lurch, keeps you guessing. Before that was a band from France called Midscale with a song called Screen Gaze. Once again, you keep expecting it to explode, to build up to a point, but never really just goes off. It just builds and builds and builds until it cuts out, filling you with so much dread, which I hope is the point. It's a great, great feeling to have if you're prepared for it. You're listening right now to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM, and my hour is almost up, so let's make the most of it. Been listening to lots of very anxiety-inducing music. That's just kind of the normal for me. If you've ever listened to my show, lots of dread, lots of doom, lots of gloom on the daily, but nothing really has stressed me out more than the band I.O. from Victoria, British Columbia. You've heard the drummer, Max Patterson, previously on this show while he was in the act Pet Retina. He was sort of this noisy drum backing to, well, even noisier Circuit Bent Toys. But in this environment, he is less the agent of structure and more the agent of chaos, as minimalist math and emo guitars play over top of his frantic, frenetic, just absolutely insane, off-the-wall drumming, almost nonsense, almost free jazz. Free jazz meets emo meets even more confusing spoken word, lots going on, but it all just sort of makes sense. It fills you with so much doom, but it feels hopeful. It lurches forward. It pushes you forward. And it ultimately believes in itself and believes in where it's going, even if it is a little bit hopeless. Following that up is more sort of straight up emo, a bit in the mode of, if we're talking waves of emo, second wave emo, band from London, Ontario, called Medieval Found Footage, sort of Slint meets, I guess, Mineral. This track is more Mineral. It hits me right where it hurts. Once again, gut punch of a track called Shark Eats Man. So you'll see me next week. Don't dread. 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. every Monday. You're listening to Post Everything, 101.5 UMFM. All I can say this time is stay cool, stay hydrated, stay cool in a few ways. Find some AC, but also be cool to your buddies and your friends. Stand up for what you think is right. Speak up, say what you mean. Use your voice. I find that so much an issue in my own life, and I see it in so many other people's lives. They don't say what they want to say. They don't say what they need to say, even if it's like awful and it'll hurt and cause conflict and stuff. They just, you know, I see that as a reason to not say it, but also like, you got to speak up. You got to say things if you're uncomfortable. That's all I got. Catch me next week, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Once again, for more alternative to your alternative, this is Vital Force, They Feed Me by I.O, followed up by Shark Eats Man by Medieval Found Footage.
In avoidance of love, in acceptance of memory, in the tempest lies the fall of awful everything. Stubborn minds.
I need to live up to some kind of promise.
We couldn't have done it without you. Pleasurama 2026 has wrapped up, and once again, you showed up for UMFM in a big way. What you gave this week goes straight back into the station, into new ideas, important upgrades, and the kind of programming you won't hear anywhere else. You came through for us, and we're grateful. Thank you for supporting UMFM.
You're listening to 101.5 UMFM, your campus and community radio station. Quédese en sintonía.
Picked it up, couldn't find it. Oh, hello there, hockey fans. How are you doing today? It's Talkin' Hockey, the hockey talking show right here on UMFM 101.5 in Winnipeg. Catch us every single Monday, 5 p.m. to 6:30, right here with you to talk some hockey. You can get the show, stream it online, umfm.com, listen live. And, of course, we do podcast our show, so once we're through airing here, it'll come out on all of your favorite podcast providers. This is co-host Tom. I got co-host Jared with me. It is a hot and sticky one out there, folks. How do you talk about hockey in weather like this? You say, well, we're going to give it a try. We'll give it the old college try. There is stuff to talk about because we've been away from you fine folks for a couple of weeks now. And so, we missed last week.